Welcome. Let's start this gentle and restorative practice laying all the way down on the back. Go ahead and lay down onto your mat. Close your eyes for a moment. We're in a very busy, very stressful time right now with all the holiday preparations. But it's so important to take care of ourselves at the same time, so we can get everything done, be there for everyone we want to be there for. To let yourself relax as if you're melting into the floor, butter in a warm pan. Let your mind grow quiet. And as it does, let your breath become more prominent. As you become more deeply aware of your breath, take your awareness to a place just below your navel. Imagine, if you will, your breath begins there. And as you inhale, it moves from that place below the navel up the back body along the spine. It comes up past the shoulders into the neck. And then as it reaches the crown of the head, the inhale becomes an exhale that travels down the front body, all the way down until it comes back to that space below your navel, and the next inhale begins. So imagine your breath circling in that long line up your back and down your front. See it in your mind's eye. Feel it in the energy of your breath. Let the circle of breath leave your awareness. Just let your breath be its natural self. But maintain your deep awareness of it. Already feeling calmer and more relaxed. And take a nice big stretch. Reach your arms behind your head. Stretch through the toes. Then roll your way gently over onto your right side. Ease your way up to sit. Come to a nice, comfortable seated position on your mat. And then when you're sitting comfortably, close your eyes, drop your head down, let it rock from side to side. Tension leaving the neck, tension leaving the mind. Now when the neck feels good, let the shoulders come up toward the ears, back and down, rolling the tension out of your shoulders. Let the shoulders go and take your upper body over toward one knee. Circle around toward the other knee, around and around. So in this gentle part of our practice, we're working to rid our body of some of the tension we've accumulated during this stressful time. Stop your circle and then go in the other direction now. So working the tension, the stress out of our mind and body. And then we come back to center, where we'll take hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, let your arms reach up into the sky. With each exhale, let them return to your heart in a prayer. Close your eyes and just let your arms circle around and around. And then once more, the prayer returns to the heart. We bow our head to our heart. And then inhale, reaching the arms up once again. This time exhaling, let's fold forward, laying our hands down onto the ground. Uncross the feet, come onto the hands and knees. Take your hands right underneath your shoulders. Let's move through cat and cow. Inhaling, lifting the head, lifting the tail. And then exhaling, arching the back toward the sky. Gently flowing through this movement. Our back carries a lot of tension. Let this be an internal massage of letting go. Adding a little more to this. Next exhale, as you come to the cat pose, sink down into your heels, into child's pose. And then drop onto your elbows and lift back up into cow pose. Do that a few more times. Feel your low back getting a nice stretch. Each movement, each breath as a letting go. And then when you're ready, come back up onto all fours. If your knees are apart, step them together. And let's inhale the right arm up into the sky. Exhaling, slip the right arm under the left. Come onto your right shoulder if it's possible. You can keep the left hand on the mat, or you can take it to your low back, or you can reach it into the sky. Twisting the back and spine. Stretching the shoulder. Now unwind that side of the twist. Sit down onto your heels. Take hands behind the back with fingers joining together. Roll the shoulders back and let your heart lift and open. And then come back onto all fours. Inhaling the left arm to the sky. Exhale, slip the left hand under the right. Come to the left shoulder if it's possible. Right hand to the floor, the back, or the sky. And then unwind the twist, sit down onto the heels. Take hands behind the back, fingers joined together, roll the shoulders back with the heart open. Release the arms, reach into the sky. Exhale, let's do it again. Come onto all fours. Right arm up to the sky. Exhaling, slip the right under the left. Come to the twist. And then unwinding. Sit down onto the heels, hands behind the back. Roll the shoulders back, let the heart open. Feel how the shoulders are already feeling so much better. Reach the sky. Exhale, onto all fours. Inhaling, right arm to the sky. Exhale, come to the twist. Left arm under the right, right hand to the floor, the low back, or the sky. sit onto our feet. Our hands come behind the back. Place the fingers together. Roll the shoulders back again. Let your heart open. Arms reach to the sky. And exhale, fold into child's pose. This time, settle in a little bit. Come to a nice, comfortable place in child's pose. And then let's walk our hands around to the right. Feel the stretch in your side body. Hands come back to center, and then walk around to the left. Hands come back to center. Walk your hands in towards your knees. Crisscross the ankles. Come over your feet to sit. Twisting again, let's take the right hand around to the outside of the left thigh. And then lengthen up as you twist around to the left. Let that twist rise up from the earth to the sky. And then carefully unwinding, take your twist the other way. Unwind, go back to the left. And then once more around to the right. And unwind the twist. Take the right leg out, left foot to the inner thigh. Align with your right leg and inhale, reach into the sky. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward and fold over your right leg. A nice stretch for the back after that twisting. Feel your muscles, perhaps tight, start to gently loosen up. Muscles begin like tight fists, but as we breathe and relax and let go, finger by finger, they open up. Walk the hands slowly up the right leg. And let's change sides. The left leg comes out, the right foot comes in. Aligning with the left leg, inhale and reach into the sky. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward. Fold into a forward bend. Finger by finger, the muscles let go. Releasing. Return to that awareness of your breath. Let your breath get deeper, longer, richer. Thank you. Now take the hands up the left leg. Take both feet onto the floor and lay yourself gently down onto your back. Come down, hug your knees, rock side to side a little bit. Now set the left knee onto the floor. Take the right knee in your hands. Shift your hands to under the right knee on the back of your right leg. And circle your ankle around and around. The foot drawing circles. And then in the other direction. And take hands onto the knee, move your knee around in circles. Start opening your right leg out to the right a little farther. Moving around in your hip. And then take hands behind the right leg, lift the leg straight into the sky, and draw the leg in toward you to where it feels comfortable. A nice little stretch as we continue to open the backs of the leg. Bend the right knee, lay the right ankle across the left thigh. Reach behind the left leg, now draw the legs in toward you. Come to a time of opening in the right hip. It's okay to tinker with it a little, to adjust it, to sculpt it to your body. And find where you hold a fist of tension. And then gently let the fingers open. Until that tension dissipates. Keeping the legs crossed, let the fingers slip apart. The left foot comes back to the floor. We take the left hand around the outside of the right thigh. Both feet drop over to the left as we turn our head to the right. Drop the left hand away. Draw the legs back up. Take the right foot onto the floor. Take hands behind the left thigh. Onto the hamstring. Circle the ankle around and around. Drawing circles with your foot. Going the other way. And then hand on the left knee, circle the knee around. As you begin taking the right knee, this is the left knee, way out to the left. And then reaching the left leg into the sky with hands behind, give yourself a stretch into the back of the leg. And bend the left knee, left ankle across the right thigh. Reach through, grab behind the right leg, draw the legs in. Come to this sleeping pigeon and let your left hip gently open, like fingers opening from a tight fist. Little by little, breath by breath. Of your breath flowing easily, smoothly, the thoughts melting away. Release the hands, let the right foot come to the floor. Take your right hand across to the outside of your left thigh, draw both legs to the right, turn your head to the left. Drop the right hand away, bring the legs back up, bring the left foot to the floor along with the right. Take hands along beside your body and let's flow in and out of a bridge pose. With an inhale, push into the floor with your feet, lift your hips and hands into the sky, hands going all the way behind you to the floor, and then exhaling, let everything return back to where it began. Then follow your breath, opening, lifting the bridge, and then exhaling as it returns back to its beginning position. The flow of your breath, moving the bridge up and down. Let your bridge come all the way down again. Wrap your arms around your knees and rock your body side to side. Now beside you, somewhere on the floor, are two tennis balls in a tube sock. Take those two tennis balls and align them along the low back, one on each side of your spine, starting down, even down into the hips. We'll use these balls as a great massage for the back and spine. You can do this massage in two ways. You can lay your body weight on the balls and just take that weight to absorb the impact of the balls into that part of your body as you release. Or you can roll around a little bit and see how that feels. And once you've released this part of your body, then begin to slowly shift the balls to a place just a little bit higher. And we'll take a few minutes to just explore rolling around or releasing, surrendering the weight of our body onto the balls, until little by little we move them all the way up the back and into the neck. If you find one spot that feels particularly good, spend a little time there. If you feel a spot you don't like at all, you don't need to be there. Some places will feel pleasurable, some could feel painful. So to listen to your own body and find where this feels healing for you. At each position, you can try both variations, laying the weight of your body and rolling to see which feels better. During this stressful time, we feel the tension in our back. So enjoy this opportunity to release it. Do another couple of minutes with the balls, and then we'll be moving into our restorative poses. Go ahead and set the balls aside. Roll over onto your right side or ease your way up. And we'll come up to sit for a moment. I hope everybody's feeling a little more relaxed, a little tension released. So restorative poses are poses in which you're fully supported, so that there's no effort within your body at all, all parts of you supported. So we'll be using blankets and bolsters to make that happen. Or if you're trying restorative poses at home, you could use a firm couch cushion instead of a bolster. So, if I can use yours, Carol. Oops, yours is kind of deflated. Uh-oh. Might need a blow up. I'll let you blow yours up. Kate, I'll use yours. So, for the first one, the first restorative pose we're going to do is a nice heart opener. So, a couple of options. Lay the bolster parallel to the sides of your mat and lay down. Go ahead and lay down, Kate, and let's see where you fall on that. So what we want to do is have the upper back and the neck and the head supported on the bolster. If that feels like too much, I'm going to have you sit up again. You can also turn the first bolster parallel to the end of your mat and then lay the other one over like crossing a T. And that will take you there as well. You can also lay blankets over the top of the bolsters to create a nice soft place. You can roll a blanket, place it under your knees if that feels more comfortable. You can lay a blanket over the top of you if that feels comfortable. So I'll give you each a moment to kind of explore. If your bolster balls have deflated, feel free to blow them back up, and I do have some alcohol wipes if you need. So find a place that feels really comfortable and supported. We want your head supported, your back supported, but a place where your shoulders can gently drop open and let your heart come to a nice opening. There's also an eye bag. You'll find it in a sock for hygiene purposes. I take the eye bags out of the socks to wash the socks. So you can place the eye bag over your eye. Once we get into a comfortable place, we'll stay for close to 10 minutes. So you want to be really, really comfortable. So use the props that you have to find how that really feels great for you. So the other bolster can also lay under your knees as an option if you're using only one on your back. Make sure your head is supported though. You can do that with a blanket folded on top of the bolster if you want. So come around, look, make sure you're all supported. If your arms feel unsupported, again, you can take a blanket. Here's a blanket you can use too. So make a few adjustments so that you're as comfortable as you can possibly be. This practice is to help us relax, to help us release, and to help us restore. And here we restore. So now that you're all tucked in, supported, just relax and breathe. And let your heart open. We have an opportunity tonight to make a donation to Treehouse, an organization that supports and helps foster families, foster children in our community. There are thousands of foster children in our community. Kids who by no fault of their own have had a pretty rough start in life. So in this restorative pose, dedicate each breath to children in foster care in our community. You can even create a mantra with your breath. As you breathe in, imagine saying, with this breath, and as you breathe out, I send you love. With this breath, I send you strength. With this breath, I send you hope. Send every breath out. Your good wishes. with this breath, I bring you love. With this breath, I send you hope. With this breath, I send you strength. With this breath, I send you peace. Slowly create a little movement in your body. Wiggle your fingers or your toes. And then whenever, in whatever way is easiest for you, come back up now. And let's come to sit for a moment to take that in before we move on to another restorative pose. Feel your heart nice and open. Take a couple nice deep breaths. So that was a restorative, supported back bend. Back bends are heart openers. So now we'll move into a restorative inversion. So for this, it's going to be like a bridge pose. So I would suggest laying a blanket under where your head will be so that your head will be comfortable and supported. And then taking a bolster under your knees as you lay down onto your back. So take a few moments to find your way into that. And since you'll only need one this time, I'm going to borrow one of yours. And then once you've got yourself into that position, head comfortable, we're going to take the bolster and we're going to slip it underneath our hips so that you've come into the bridge pose. Now once you're there, feel for a moment. Is there any place else you want to tuck a blanket into? You can still lay a blanket over the top of you if you'd like. And we'll spend some time here, and then anytime you want, feel free to lift your legs up into the sky to make this into an inversion. And again, this is another heart opener. So find where you feel good. Just lay your hands down onto the ground. And we'll enjoy this for a little while too. As your heart opens and you find a place that feels wonderfully comfortable, let's remember that also in our community, our most incredible foster families and foster parents, they receive a stipend from the state that barely covers the everyday needs, let alone the special occasions. With each breath, send out your strength, your love, your hope for those families who give their home and their heart to the kids in need. With this breath, I send you love. With this breath, I send you hope. With this breath, I send you peace. With this breath, I send you strength. Close your eyes and let your heart open to those incredible people. with this breath. I send you love. With this breath, I send you strength. With this breath, I send you hope. With this breath, I send you peace. Slowly, if your legs are in the inversion, begin to bring them back down to the mat. Bring a little awareness again into your fingers and toes. And then slip the bolster gently out from under your hips. And we're ready to move into our final relaxation. So you have lots of options today. If you would like a blanket under your head, feel free to do that. If you'd like the balls along your spine, feel free to do that. If you'd like a bolster or a blanket under your knees, you can do that. Definitely cover yourself up with a warm blanket and feel free to use the eye bag over your eyes if you'd like. So go ahead and lay down and tuck yourself in. Use whatever props you want to feel wonderful. Make sure you're warm and deeply relaxed. Cover up your feet. And then find a place, once you find that place that feels really wonderful, close your eyes. Enjoy this relaxation to help you relax, release, and restore. I enter into a quiet, special place within me, the center of my being, a place of peace and love. My mind is growing clearer and my heart is opening. I ask my soul to join me, and it does. I feel its loving presence. I open to receive all the gifts my soul has for me, and I receive my soul's love into my heart. I allow my soul's vision and strength to come into being. I draw in my soul's light and power. I let my soul's joy flow through me. I expand in the pure, clear light of my soul. And I realize the unlimited abundance of my soul. I let my soul's gifts of light and energy flow through me and transform my being as I offer myself loving kindness. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. I allow myself to receive love from the people in my life. I know as I open to receive, I empower them to love more. The more I receive, the more I have to give. As I fill with love, I give generously of my love to others. I think of people in my life who could use love, and I send this loving kindness to them. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. I give the true gifts of love, goodwill, and peace to others, to people in my community in need, to people of all faiths, of all cultures, of all circumstances. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. My actions, words, and thoughts empower people to grow and express more of their potential. I increase my ability to give and receive by my appreciation and gratitude for what I have. I say to myself, I have so much in my life. I give thanks for all I have. And I know as I open to receive, I have more to give. Everything I give to others is a gift to myself. Because as I give, I receive. This time, take a moment to create a closure for your practice tonight. Create something meaningful for yourself. And then only when you feel ready to do so, roll gently off of any props, letting the eye bag fall to the floor as you come onto your right side. And then just rest there for a few moments, relaxed, restored. And then only when you feel ready, carefully rise back up to where this practice first began. before we even lay down that very first time, we sat comfortably on the mat, centered and grounded. We come back here now feeling so much more relaxed, so much more at peace. So offer a moment of gratitude for your practice tonight, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And let's once more drop our head down and rock from side to side. Settling in its center. Inhale, arms up into the sky. Let hands come to a prayer. Bring the prayer to your forehead for loving kindness in our thoughts tonight. Onto the lips for loving kindness in our words. And to our heart then for loving kindness in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.